This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Here in the United States, it is Memorial Day weekend, with Monday recognized as the unofficial start of summer. 1.8 billion Muslims around the world this weekend are marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. But the coronavirus pandemic observes no holidays. COVID-19 now has taken close to 339,000 lives worldwide, with 5.2 million people sickened. In the U.S., the numbers from Johns Hopkins University, 1.6 million virus cases and 96,000 deaths. All 50 American states are reopening their economies at varying rates of speed. In Michigan, a pandemic hotspot, Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended her declared state of emergency through mid-June. Michigan has almost 54,000 virus cases and a death toll approaching 5,200. As a contrast, the state of Texas, with almost as many COVID cases as Michigan, is moving full speed ahead on reopening. Its population is 29 million. American public health officials are warning against complacency in practicing mitigation efforts aimed at controlling the spread of the virus. A key is social distancing, but that could prove a difficult goal during a long holiday weekend, which is traditionally celebrated with large gatherings. Added to that is President Donald Trump's decision that churches and other houses of worship are essential services and that governors need to order them reopened this weekend. He says he will overrule any governor who fails to go along with his edict, though he cites no authority to do that. Most American houses of worship have been closed amid fears that drawing large numbers of people for services creates an ideal situation for the further spread of the disease. The president's words are being criticized by some as a blatant appeal to his conservative political base, especially evangelicals, as Mr. Trump campaigns for re-election. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The coronavirus has quickened its pace of infections in Latin America, Russia, and Pakistan. With some 3,700 fatalities, India has seen its biggest single-day spike in cases yet, and the nation of 1.3 billion people counts 125,000 victims of the virus. In Pakistan, there are more than 52,000 cases and 1,100 deaths. Russia reports almost 336,000 people down with COVID-19, second only to the U.S. The country's official death toll is rising from about 3,400. Turkey has toughened its pandemic lockdown. It wants to avoid large celebrations to mark the end of Ramadan. In Latin America, Mexico and Brazil are pandemic hot zones. Brazil, where President Jair Bolsonaro long downplayed the threat of the coronavirus, now has the third highest number of cases in the world, 331,000. Brazilian hospitals are running out of space to treat COVID victims, and with 21,000 lives lost, it has become difficult to dig new graves quickly enough. In Mexico, too, the pandemic has been running rampant, more than 62,000 virus cases, nearly 7,000 fatalities. Peru, Chile, and Ecuador are seeing a rise in infections, despite strong early efforts, including lockdowns and quarantines. Colombia saw its largest number of new confirmed COVID infections on Friday, 801. Pushing its total above 19,000. With another 30 deaths, Colombia has a fatality count of close to 700. There is far different news from China. For the first time since the COVID-19 outbreak was born in the city of Wuhan, China today reported no new cases. The death toll in yesterday's passenger jet crash in Pakistan has put it 97. Two survivors are being treated for their injuries and are reported doing well. One of them, Mohammed Zubair, said after the Airbus 320 hit the ground and burst into flames, all he could see was fire, and all he heard were screams. He says he made his escape by jumping from the burning wreckage. Minutes before the tragedy, the pilot told air traffic controllers he had lost power in both engines. The flight was about to land in Karachi on a flight from Lahore. Among the newest signs of economic distress in the United States after more than 100 years in business, car rental giant Hertz has filed for bankruptcy. By the end of March, Hertz had piled up some $24 billion in debt, its operations hobbled by a pandemic that put a lid on most non-essential travel. At this point, Hertz says it has only $1 billion on hand and that the company's lenders have refused to grant further extensions on its auto lease debt obligations. Hertz also owns Dollar and Thrifty Car Rental. Says Hertz CEO Catherine Marinello, no business is built for zero revenue. In Britain, children are scheduled to return to classrooms in June. Most schools in the UK have been closed since March 20th. Reopenings are set to be done in stages, beginning on June 1st, with 4 to 6-year-olds. Daycare centers will be back in operation, too. The reopening plan is opposed by teachers' unions that argue it is too risky and too soon. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.